CliffCentral.com. Welcome back to the Youth Leadership Platform with Bongani Tau as your host. We just had a very wonderful conversation about, gay and lesbian rights, and a very important narrative. But we're switching gears a bit. To know more about that, catch the podcast on CliffCentral.com under Youth Leadership Platform, which is under Leadership Platform. But now we're switching gears, like I said, and we're bringing in the talent, and we're changing the narrative a bit. We have in studio some wonderful guests, and we're going to start off with one musician that's, potentially going to change the music
space the game.
In his own right.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not roll alone. You know that I've got Sasha Lee with me in studio.
Drum
Sasha
roll.
Lee,
holla How's at everyone?
The people. Holla at my people.
I hope everyone is joining us from the last amazing conversation that we just had like a few minutes ago, because mm-hmm. I think this conversation is going to be just as amazing, although it's off topic, going to be just as amazing. So yeah, mm-hmm. let's go for it.
So with us, we have Joshua Wood.
Wood, yes.
And Sasha, would you like to take the honors of introducing Joshua Wood?
Well, I'd like Mr. Wood to take the honor of introducing himself, definitely. So we have Joshua Wood in studio with us, obviously, and an amazing young musician that's trying to change things up, like Bongani said, and not doing what I guess everyone else would do in his position. He'll explain it to you a bit more in detail.
He's a break from the mold that you can definitely trust me on.
Yeah, so go Josh. For it.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Thank you for coming first of all.
Thank you for having me. This is really, really cool.
Let's introduce Joshua to the Youth Leadership Platform listeners. Who are you, man?
Okay, cool. So I'm a 20-something-year-old Joburg boy, born and raised. Been playing music all my life, mm-hmm. or at least since my father kind of forced me into it.
Forced you into it? That doesn't sound pleasant.
I mean, when I was about 7, my pops asked if I wanted to play an instrument,
mm-hmm.
and I was very keen on drums. I was dead set on drums. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bang things. It's my vibe. Still do. It's nothing. Not much has changed. But he decided a drum kit was too expensive, so he bought me a guitar.
Okay.
And from then on, it was just kind of uphill magic.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So for you, the whole force thing. I mean, did that last very long? Like, did you have a passion from that young age? Did you feel an inclination towards it, or was it completely being forced? Like, you were kicking and screaming, didn't want to do it?
You know, it was forced at first. It was forced at first. But over time, I think when my father started laying off a little bit and started becoming less stringent about it, I started to develop the passion and the love for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up listening to alternative rock bands, of
like?
That era. Like Linkin Park, man.
Okay.
Meteora was, that was my anthem.
They're going Linkin Park now.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous. I don't like their new direction, but that's a discussion
for another day.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just it kind of grew into this. I developed my own unique style, which is constantly changing.
Which is what? Like, I mean, if you okay, it's unique, but I mean, there has to be like a subdivision of unique. So, what would you say it is?
I wish I could put my finger on it. I'd like to say it's a contemporary blend of indie rock meets R&B and hip hop.
Jeez, okay.
I'd like to say that. Don't know. I'm probably gonna get lynched. Like,
but you can say it. This is Cliff Central, so go ahead, just say it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I just swore on radio.
Empowerment.
Ooh, loving it.
And Joshua, with your guitar, you play guitar. Is that the only instrument, or?
Look, I've dabbled in a couple of instruments. Kind of trying to teach myself some keys at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely guitar and bass are my babies, and then I'm a vocalist as well. So.
And self-taught.
Yeah, completely self-taught.
Wow.
I think it's pretty easy to teach yourself an instrument.
No, it's not. You lying? No, it's not.
It's never too late, Sasha. Just go for it. No, it's you can pick it up quite easily. You watch tutorials. I mean, back in the day, you didn't really have YouTube tutorials to teach you. I was learning from these fucking inch thick, chord books
that I would
look through, and then you sit with other musicians and they teach you stuff and you teach them stuff and you all grow together. Yeah, so I think in this day and age, it's pretty damn easy to learn an instrument yourself.
What narratives matter to you that you'd like to address even now or in future with your music? Like narratives that matter to you, to Joshua Woods?
Look, there's always that narrative of companionship and love.
Okay.
That I think, I mean, musicians have kind of held on to that since the beginning of time, you know.
Yes.
So a lot of it is talking about the relationships between you and your significant other, whoever that may be, and how to deal with your shortcomings, their shortcomings, you know, coming to terms with who wears the pants in the relationship.
We determined from our last conversation nobody really wears the pants, so it's elegant to wear the pants. It can be anyone, Joshua. So.
True. Sorry. My bad. Then there's also the, you know, the socio-political issues that are surrounding us. I mean, as a society, we deal with so much these days that shouldn't be a problem, like you were talking about in the earlier segment.
Yeah.
And I like to kind of break down those walls, especially, I mean, it's going to sound incredibly rich coming from a privileged white boy, you know, sitting in private school education, sitting here talking about, you know, the struggle in this country right now.
Yes.
But it is something that I'm close to and that I feel very passionate about. Okay. and want to break down and want to talk about. And music is beautiful in that way, where you can kind of express anything that needs to be expressed.
Mm.
And break it down to its base form. Everyone listens to music.
Yes.
Everyone understands music. You listen to the lyrics, you get it just for, you know, what the musician feels and what he's trying to communicate. So a lot of that is the kind of stuff I try to force feed the audience a little bit and break it out of their shell, you know.
And you mentioned love. Taking or just focusing on that just for a little bit.
Yeah.
Why is that important to you?
Love.
Yes.
Man, love
you,
is...
You know, you spoke about companionship and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hear this.
You know, love may be the one thing in this world that we don't all want, but it has the potential that we all need it.
Hmm.
You know,
wow.
everyone needs to feel loved. Everyone needs to love something equally as well. And it's, yeah, love is the thing. You know what I mean? When people go into relationships, they're not going into relationships because they found this hottie that they want to bang for a couple of months. You know
and
what I mean?
Then that's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go separate ways.
Yeah, done. No. It's about, I think people form those relationships and those bonds, even friendships.
Yes.
Even friendships. Hopefully it's not based on the whole bang side of thing, but.
Benefits of.
Yeah. I'm like astounded. People are using these words. I'm so ashamed. Like,
my apologies.
So it's a misconstrued way of looking at love and friendship and just anything that has to do with a relationship between two people.
Absolutely. You know, love doesn't mean sex.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It definitely doesn't always mean.
They're
that.
Not synonymous terms.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
You can love without that kind of base desire. And you can even be in a happy relationship without that being your focal point.
Mm.
You know, that's not always a priority. You got to learn to love without those basic, you know, base human desires. You got to learn to love over and above yourself and over and above everyone else.
Who do you look at for inspiration? Like,
wow.
when you have those moments that you're like, you're looking at the music industry and it's a very tough industry to break into and make a name for yourself, you know,
yeah.
And achieve the height of success that you want. But when you're there and you want to achieve something, you want to do something, who do you look at and be like, you know what, I'm going to stick this through and I'm going to do it.
There's a whole number of people. I mean, Anderson .Paak, who's huge right now.
Yes.
He came out of nowhere, literally burst onto the scene from nothing to this massive something. It's crazy. Social media is where it's at right now.
Mm.
I mean, Justin Bieber, I'm going to sound like such a fangirl right now, but Justin Bieber is not someone who I've always seen eye to eye with.
Okay.
But he's released some bangers, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's killing it. He's killing
very
it.
True, very
he's
true.
Found his own style. He's found his own market and he's destroying it. But a love of mine since 8 years old has always been John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Yeah. I mean, that guy. He's a powerhouse.
Mm.
He's a powerhouse. Give him a guitar, give him a mic, throw anything at him, he'll destroy it.
Mm.
And yeah, I think.
And he's got a very cult following. Like,
he does.
It could be in any era, there could be a number of things that are relevant at that particular point in time.
Yeah.
But if he decides to write a song about anything and performs that song and records that song, there's people that are always going to jam to him.
100%. And when you're watching him, it's not so much you're watching the music or you're trying to listen to his music or whatever. You're kind of, it's an experience.
Yeah.
It's an experience. He's conveying something to you through himself.
Hmm.
I think it's beautiful, man.
So how do you live your purpose in life through music? What is at the core of everything that you do?
What's at the core, man? It's just bettering myself, finding myself. You know, I wish I could say I don't play music for other people, because obviously I do. I mean, that's the only way you get recognized as a musician, is, you know, by whoring yourself out a little bit.
Mm.
But I play music for me. It's about finding my inner truth and speaking my truth and letting that truth be heard.
Mm.
I think that's very important, and a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people kind of hide in this shell of, oh, what does society want me to be? How do people want me to behave and act? And I say, if that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
you're not going to be boxed. That's not how you're going to get into the music industry, by being in a box.
100%.
Wrapped with ribbons and everything.
Exactly. Okay. You know, be raw, be you, be yourself, take it.
How do people get a hold of your music and get a hold of you, and who want to follow you and want to hear your stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people can catch me on Instagram. I upload videos all the time of me just jamming in my lounge, and that's...
Do you have a guitar with?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can jam after this.
Yeah, 100%.
For Instagram.
100%.
Okay, we'll do that after this.
Cool.
So, you were saying?
Yeah. My Insta handle is Vinyl Fluid. So that's like spinal fluid, but vinyl.
Okay.
And Facebook. Catch me on Facebook, Joshua Wood. You can either like the page, or you can become my friend, and I'll become your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I share the same stuff
on both
pages. Yeah, so you can catch videos there. I'm also planning on recording my debut EP very shortly, so hopefully that'll be out by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
People will be able to get a hold of that. But at the moment, I mean, catch me on Facebook. I put up all my gigs on there anytime. Pull through. Should be awesome.
All right. So this funky lad with sleeve tattoos and this cool look, is he single or is he taken?
Oh, no, I'm taken.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, no. Oh, okay. I'm taken.
So that's why you're big in love?
Yeah, straight up. No.
All right. Joshua Woods, man, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
And we hope all the best for you. Cool. We need a lot of young leaders in different industries. That's why we do this, you know?
Yeah.
We bring in people from corporates, from private, from the music industry, from every industry that has the power to tap into the human intellect and influence for the better good. So we applaud you, man, for the work that you do.
Thank you, man.
And all the best.
Thanks.
So now we're going to rope in our guest for the second part of this discussion and this conversation. And Sasha Lee, would you like to introduce our next guest?
The lovely Jennifer Kumalo from Life Choices
is on the line, and she is joining us via Skype. Jennifer, how are you doing today? Welcome to the show, firstly.
Good. It's cold in Cape Town, but it's raining, which is good news. So pleased about that.
Awesome. But are you well, though?
No, I'm very well. Excited to be speaking to you today about our youth.
All right. Wow. Okay. So, yeah, you know, we love organizations like yours that impact the youth for the positive. And that's why that's the kind of change that we want to now get into with this conversation. And firstly, we would like to rope in Life Choices and kind of get the listener to know what is Life Choices and what Life Choices is about.
So, Salesian Life Choices, we are Cape Town based, and we work with youth across the Cape Flats. We say that we're a social enterprise because we really do invest in youth every single day, and we do that through various services that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
We offer services in parental skills, we offer health services, leadership, and we also do entrepreneurship as well. We have a program which helps young possible entrepreneurs start their own businesses, which is quite exciting. That's one of our newest projects. And also this year we're starting an academy which gives youth sort of really hard skills in forward thinking jobs that are going to get them into jobs and having a bright future. So I think our first course is going to be coding, which is definitely future thinking for youth of today. So we believe that if we give them these sort of solid blocks in their lives, we can give them the opportunities to thrive and really give them choices rather than charity. We don't like to use the word charity.
Okay.
We like to give youth options to be able to further themselves and thrive and reach their potential, really.
Is this open for youth across South Africa or mainly Cape Town for now?
So it's mainly Cape Town for now, okay. Just because our offices are based here and all of our resources are based here. But a sort of a leg of the organisations that we like to give youth a voice, which is what the campaign is all about. And there is where more youth can get involved in sharing their stories and, you know, getting the word out there of why South Africa as a whole should be investing in youth on an ongoing basis. So even though we are just one organization that are working with youth, we are very much advocates that we should be investing more in youth because they are the futures of tomorrow.
Getting into the campaign, which is, I guess, the highlight of today's conversation and what we want to drive out to our young listeners and our young leaders out there. What is the campaign about and how do people participate and become part of it?
So the campaign is called the Why Campaign, and the reason that we use that is because we're challenging South Africa to say, why should we be investing in youth? And the campaign is really about us showcasing the reasons why that is. So we have a few aspects to it. The first is we have 30 stories in 30 days. So every single day in the month of June, if you go to our Facebook page, if you go to our website, you'll see that there's an inspirational story of a young person in Cape Town who has overcome some amazing challenge and are still working positively and not letting their circumstances define them. And we've done that now for 4 years, and I think that's been one of our most inspirational campaigns, that people, not just the youth who have been telling their stories, but youth who have been reading the stories, have gained a lot from that. So that's the one aspect. And then also at the end of June, we're actually going to be publishing a coffee table book which highlights 20 of the most inspirational stories over the last 4 years. So we're very excited about that. But the bit that we can really get your listeners into is mm-hmm. the Why Challenge.
Yes.
So the Why Challenge is really about getting everybody to stand in solidarity with youth over Youth Month. And what we want people to do is take a picture of themselves in the shape of a Y, for, mm-hmm. you know, in the shape of youth, post it onto their social media, tell the world why they believe in youth. It could be, I believe in youth because I think they are the future, or they have so many ideas, or whatever your reason is as to why you think we believe in youth. Mm-hmm. Use the hashtag #WhyChallenge, tag Salesian Life Choices, and then challenge all your friends to do the same. So it's like a small way of just saying, hey, you know, the youth are here and we should be believing in them. And the reason that we thought about this campaign and the 30 stories is that we found that a lot of people still have a lot of negative connotations when they think about youth. You know, when we did a survey, a lot of the words that came back were pregnancy, violence, drugs, you know, very negative connotations. And that's not our experience. Our experience is that youth are positive people that we should be engaging with on a daily basis, and we want people to believe in them. So this challenge is about challenging people to believe in youth and tell the world why they believe in youth.
Wow. Thank you very much for that. We would like to rope somebody in quickly before we close the show. She is by far the best Olympian female at that to come out of South Africa, and I left Para by on purpose, because there's nothing that's short of Natalie Dutoy, the great and wonderful woman she is. And she's going to tell us why she's part of this great movement and campaign.
Yeah, you know, Bongani, I think, Jennifer said quite a lot of it, and you know, we've been part of that campaign and trying to get people to post these pictures of these whys. And, I mean, if you know anything about me, I don't like putting up pictures about myself. So
yes.
For me to stand there and very embarrassedly look, you know, your shirt lifts up and all of that, and trying to take pictures of yourself, you know, on the washing line and doing crazy things. But I think it's definitely just to stand there. You know, I think I've formed part of that generation that we're more the old, but we're also the young.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone has the right to stand up for themselves. And, you know, as the guest said earlier, it's by far one of the most liberated times for South Africa and for the youth, and it's great to see. So we're really just trying to get that positive message out, you know, in and amongst all the negative what's happened in Knysna. We have to acknowledge that and send condolences to many of the people families and wish them all the best, you know, Plet and along the garden route as well. But you know, from that perspective, it's to take those kids, and you know, in swimming we've worked a lot with them and tried to teach them skills in the swimming pool. But you know, Life Choice especially, they come out and really they teach the youth. It's a holistic approach. So it's not just we giving you money or we're coming in for a few months and we're walking out again. It's really the holistic approach. And you know, the kids and the youth really, they're definitely different when they come out on the other side. So, you know, it's a great campaign to stand behind. And if I can ask everybody out there and get them involved and get them to join on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, just hashtag YChallenge and stand in solidarity, you know, for the youth.
Wow. All right. Thanks a lot for coming through. We've run out of time, unfortunately, for this part of the conversation. So to hear more and get more information on this, just go on our social media pages. It's YLP Cliff Central on Twitter and Instagram, and Youth Leadership Platform on Facebook. And from myself, Bongani Tau, and to the team, Sashali, thanks to everyone that put this together and everyone that came through to be part of the conversation. Till next week at 2 p.m., the Youth Leadership Platform is out for now. CliffCentral.com.